Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. Steve Miggs, this coming week, I think it's maybe Friday, my kid has school picture day.
Okay.
And last year, we had kind of like almost practiced his smile for like a few days.
We do that with Tatum.
And then the picture that I ended up getting, he looks like deranged, unhinged, psychotic. So now this week, I started doing it again. Like, let's practice our smile for the school picture day. I don't know what I'm going to get. I do know he needs a haircut because he looks like a feral child right now.
Keep it that way.
We'll have the crazy haircut. He looks like a hippie right now. We'll see if he can do a more unhinged smile than he did last year. But, it's a great memory. It's a lovely stamp in time.
I'm laughing because our picture day just recently happened, and we just got the pictures back, and my wife was dying laughing. She's like, I don't understand what she's doing in this picture. It's like you, Sid, like coaching her up. Okay, big smile. Let me see that smile. And like they got it all worked out. We get the picture back. She's doing one of those no teeth smiles where it just looks like she just like ripped the awesome fart. Like kind of like that look on her face. Like it's like, you know, when you're not showing off your teeth.
Of course.
And then on top of it, like right before she took the pictures, she now knows how to turn on our treadmill. And I learned a valuable lesson that apparently after I use the treadmill, if you turn it right back on soon after that, it stays at the speed that it was once on.
No.
So I was like doing something and she turned it back on. It wasn't going like super fast, but it was going like level 4 or 4 miles per hour. Usually it'll start at like 1 mile per hour and she can just walk on that no problem. So all of a sudden I just hear her feet flying and then boom.
No.
And she got like rug burn on her chin. Which is in now in our school picture.
Oh, see, again, a wonderful stamp in time.
I know. Part of me is like, can they Photoshop that out? If not, I can do it if we need to.
You can totally do it.
And my wife's like, no, this makes for a great story.
Oh, boy. Well, blessings to everyone who has school pictures this week. Okay.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National Come and Take It Day.
Yeah.
And that's just what the Mariners did last night. What a wild weekend for Seattle sports. Talking about the high of highs, the low of lows, up and down. It was just crazy.
Yeah, my heart was palpitating at a very high speed last night.
But thankfully, it ended on a very high note as the Seattle Mariners, their star players, Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, came through big time back-to-back doubles in the 8th inning to break a tie and help the Mariners win 3-2 over the Detroit Tigers in game number 2 of the American League Divisional Series. And here's how that moment sounded. Da, 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 da,
that da, 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 da.
Oh my gosh. Oh. wish you could have been there. I mean, it was like one of those moments where you see everybody out there having the best time. And it was a little nerve-wracking because, you know, they had the lead, then it kind of got squandered. But got to give a shout to Jorge Polanco as well.
Gosh.
Two home runs off of Tarek Skubal, who everyone was talking about. And thankfully, the Mariners were able to get the W. Up next, they head to Detroit for game number 3. That game starts at noon tomorrow. So hopefully the Mariners will be up 2-1. But finally, first home playoff win since 2001 for our Seattle Mariners.
So great.
Great game.
Well, not so great was our Seattle Seahawks. I could listen to the game on the radio, too, and there's nothing worse than, like, a disappointed Steve Rabel. But Tampa Bay beat us 38-35 at home on a last-second field goal. After
Where was our defense? Garland.
That interception was so... I mean, my brain was just not... I couldn't even compute what was happening at that moment. But he did have 4 touchdown passes. So the interception, though, this is Sam Darnold talking about what happened at the end of the game.
The last turnover... definitely, you know, on me. I was just trying to throw it away. I think it might have deflected off a helmet. Once I saw I was going to be hot to my left, I just tried to throw it away. And so I think it deflected off of somebody's helmet. But yeah, at the end of the day, I got to protect the football in that situation and can't give him a short field to put the game away like that.
I'm glad he mentioned that because when I was watching the game and that happened, I'm like, what was he thinking throwing it there? And then I didn't realize until later on you watch it hit the helmet. Just a worst case scenario. And it was a great second half for Sam Darnold. And the offense played, I mean, Barner, I mean, he's stepping up to become quite the tight end.
Definitely.
I was feeling really good about it, but then the defense just couldn't do much.
It's a very unfortunate situation, Steve.
Hey, but another good news thing for the Sounders fans, they finally beat the Portland Timbers at home. It's been an 8-year drought when it comes to beating the Portland Timbers here at Lumen Field.
I did not realize that.
Me neither. But so at least Sounders fans left happy on Saturday after they ended up winning that game 1-0. Monday Night Football is happening tonight. You got the Chiefs heading on over to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. Also, Geno Smith threw another couple interceptions. Sorry.
Oh, Geno.
Raiders are not looking good at all. Man, that's a lot of people are now being very anti-Pete.
Anti-Geno.
At least when you go on social media where everybody's always happy.
Yeah, like a non-dynamic duo.
As far as weather, in a high of 67 degrees, it's going to be a clear day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a big announcement coming at 8 o'clock this morning, Steve Miggs.
Very exciting.
An event that is the very first of its kind, holiday-style Rockaholics. Set a little reminder, 8 a.m., we have a big announcement. You can check it out at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Saturday, we got to kick it at the Hall on Occidental to celebrate the Mariners' first game for the ALDS.
What a fun vibe, just fun experience. And shout out to all the Rockhogs who came out and said hi while we were at the Hall.
Oh, that was such a good time. And while we were there, we chatted with Gary, who is the owner of the Hall.
Dude, we just got here to the Hall on Occidental. We're here with Gary, the owner, the man that made this all happen. Dude, this is crazy.
Let's go Mariners. Oh my God, there's thousands of people here.
Insane, a line out the door.
And just even the line of people trying to get to T-Mobile Park is bananas. Right now, I've never seen this many people here.
It's electric, dude. Yes. Like the feeling is like when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. It's like the feeling of it's in the air. It's amazing.
I think the energy would be great even if it was dumping down rain. But the fact that the weather's great, that just adds to this awesomeness.
Gary, how many people do you have working for you right now? Because I can't imagine trying to manage this many fans.
I have about 50 people on the clock right now. I wish I had another 20. We have about over 100 kegs of beer for this weekend. Like, it's wild. It's so cool. Like, it's just, it's awesome.
Well, congratulations on throwing arguably the playoff party of the year. Cannot wait to get this game going.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the size of that pretzel, Taryn.
Woo!
Okay, clearly my ADD just kicked in right there. I totally forgot we were even talking. But it was really cool because you saw, like, all the, there was like a giant, like, semi-truck that had taps sticking out of it pouring beer for everybody, which was just a great visual.
Like, the best organized chaos.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we'll be here for every Mariner home game through the playoffs. Obviously, we're going all the way into November,
obviously.
Right, for the World Series, and every Seahawk home game. So, yeah.
Well, what a weekend. Sounders, Seahawks, of course, our Seattle Mariners. You can't ask for a better time.
Let's just win today, man.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's sweep them.
Well, we did not do that, unfortunately. They didn't win that day. But it was cool also because there was like a lot of Sounders fans that were hanging out at the hall as well, which was kind of funny because Sounders fans had their match later on that night as well.
Just a little fun overlap there. Well, then Gary told us, he said, hey, this chef here is a huge fan of the station. I'm going to bring him out. And then we ended up chatting with him. His name, Demetrius.
We're at the hall. Taryn Daly, we've met a new friend, a rockaholic, who's the chef here.
He's probably the best person to know here because he makes all the wonderful delights on the menu at the hall, including the pretzel cheese dip that's not made with any cheese. Demetrius, tell us what the cheese is.
That's made from a Wazoo Cougar Gold.
Some Husky Gold.
Wait. Nobody wants that. It gives you diarrhea.
Thanks, Taryn. Guess I'm not ordering that pretzel now after all. You were finding every Coug fan in that beer garden. I saw you walk up to so many people. If they even had like a WSU earring, you spotted it out.
Yes.
You're like, go Cougs, go Cougs.
That's how it is.
You know what I love is Demetrius showed up, not just to say hi, but he's also rocking the Trident, the Mariners Trident.
The Trident.
The Trident.
That is insane.
This is absolutely, so we got this in our auction last year. This actually came out of the dugout. This is the real deal.
Oh,
this
wow.
is it. It's signed. Here you go.
Oh my God, it's like being, you know, amongst a royal family or something like that. This is crazy.
The pretzels look amazing here too, by the way.
They are.
I go back again to the bookscape. Who cares about this Trident, which was a lot heavier than I thought. It was like, I don't know why, I just assumed it was like 3D printed or some kind of a plastic Trident. This thing was heavy.
Yeah, you could do some damage with that thing.
A work of love.
We know each other.
Oh my God, Joe!
Okay.
We're back in high school together.
And at that moment, that's when your friend just decided to hijack our interview.
Thanks, Joe.
Our friend, of course.
Yes. Wait a second, what just happened?
Our friend Joe Groove just hijacked our conversation with the chef. Apparently, they went to high school together at Woodenville.
What is happening here? Hey, Joe, thanks for interrupting our interview so you can have a high school reunion.
Sorry about that.
Go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, I ended up getting myself locked out of the house with my 6-year-old son.
I'm so excited to find out why.
And it was for the absolute dumbest reason. So, how did this all happen? My son is going to explain it from his perspective after Pearl Jam. What the f***? Steve Miggs, yesterday, we got locked out of the house.
By we, not you and I.
No.
Not my you and
son,
Brad.
My son Barrett and I got locked out of the house.
Here we go.
Barrett, what are we doing right now?
Well, we're locked outside all because of Brute.
Oh, all because of Brute? Tell the story. How did we get locked out of our house because of the dog?
Now, based on the tone of your voice right there, I'm starting to question if this is the actual truth.
Well, here's the thing. Barrett had lost a toy somewhere outside and was like very upset that he couldn't find it. So we'd been outside like 3 different times looking for it. Now he's nearly crying. So we went out the third time to go look for the toy. And then this happened.
Okay, so that explains, because he sounds like an old man. Like, he sounds, wow, we're locked outside because of Brute.
I just want my toy, so then Brute jumped, locked the door, so now we're stuck outside.
Yeah. And what did Mommy do to try to get us back inside? What did I do?
Climb up a ladder onto the deck and see if the top was open.
And was the top door open?
No.
I checked every window, every exterior door. I climbed up onto our deck off of our little master bedroom. That door's, everything is locked.
So was the door locked? But you had, like, explain to me, how did Brute lock the door? Or was it just like it wasn't fully closed and he closed the door and it was locked?
Brute locked the door. So when he jumped up, he was upset that we were going outside without him. So he jumped up and locked the padlock.
With no.
His, yes. It was, and I heard it happen, and I was like, no.
What are the odds?
Not great, but here we are.
I never heard of a dog, like, actually turning a padlock.
It was insane. so we're locked outside. And is it colder outside or warm?
Kind of warm for me.
Oh, warm for you because you got a fleece on.
And also, he's 6 years old. They have a whole different type of temperature.
I had no coat. Thankfully, my car was unlocked and I did have a jacket in there that I found, but it was cold last night. It is cold out here, bro.
Well, plus I have a helmet on too, so it's super warm.
Well, thank goodness we have the shop and we can watch the Mariners game out in the shop, right?
Perfect.
And who's coming to bail us out?
Papa.
Yep. Papa is the national treasure. He's a hero, isn't he?
So, can I ride my bike tomorrow?
Yeah, you can ride your bike.
He's like, whatever, Mom, go watch the Mariners game. I got my helmet on. I got to put this thing to use.
When my dad has bailed me out of more pickles than I can, you know, even attest to.
Right.
But he was so frustrated and upset when he showed up because he missed Jorge Polanco's second home run.
Of
course, he's listening to it on the radio, but he was not happy. He basically dropped me off the key, gave me some dinner, and peeled out of the driveway.
Oh, so he didn't stick around and watch the rest of the game?
No, he went back to where he was watching the game at a friend's house, but he was upset that I interrupted the game for him. So I felt really bad.
So how long did you guys have to wait outside until he finally showed up?
It was probably like close to 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was just a really unfortunate event, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I've had my dog like close doors and stuff. I've had Tatum lock me out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of funny because, like, you know, in our backyard, I was doing some stuff. She closed the storm door. And then I see her locking it, which I didn't even know she knew how to do at the time because she's like four or something along those lines. And I'm looking, I'm like, what are you doing? And she's laughing and then walks away.
Oh.
And I'm just like, at what point are you coming back to let me out? Thankfully, I was able to get in through the garage.
Oh, yeah.
But had I not had like one of those code things, I would have been stuck outside. And I don't know when my daughter would decide to let me back in.
No, she probably preferred you out there.
Yes, definitely.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, do you think that you could beat the great Steve Migs?
Come bring it.
Who has 315 wins, 101 losses, and 87 ties so far this year? Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play the game we call Beat Migs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.